Shirley.
Hi, Cheryl.
Hey, hi, hi.
Well, well, if it isn't Mr. Lucky.
That's right. I won the football contest again, so pay up, Shirley. One free lunch. I think I'll have a burger deluxe.
Hey, you got it.
Okay. Dwayne, I can't believe it. You must be the luckiest guy in the world. You won 5 times in a row.
Now, Raj, once is luck and twice is luck. But when somebody does something 5 times in a row, they have a system.
I flunked English 5 times in a row, and I don't have a system.
Well, maybe you're just lucky.
Here you go, Dwayne is on the house.
Thanks, Shirley. Hey, Shirley.
Yeah.
This is a plain hamburger. I ordered a burger deluxe.
Oh, yeah, I forgot the pickle.
Thank you.
Do you really have a system, Dwayne?
Yeah, it took me weeks to work it out.
What is it?
I can't tell you. It's not perfected yet.
You picked 5 winners and it's not perfected yet?
I only hit 1 score on the nose.
Dwayne, do you know there are gamblers who would pay big money just to know your football picks?
Really?
Sure. Rerun, your brother-in-law Ike would make a fortune.
He sort of gave up gambling.
Sort of? What does that mean?
It means he gambles, but his wife doesn't know.
Dwayne, do you realize if you had invested $10 in your own system, you'd be sitting here right now with $320 in your pocket?
Not in this neighborhood.
I know it's wrong, but I'm gonna do it anyway. Rerun, ask your brother-in-law Ike to call his bookie to make a bet for me.
Well, I'm not exactly Ike's favorite person, but I'll ask him.
Thanks, Rerun.
How much you want to bet?
$10.
$10, Raj? That's a lot of money. All right, who are you going to bet on?
Who am I going to bet on? Dwayne, you're the one with the system. You're going to tell me.
All right. But I don't want you to get mad at me if you lose, okay?
All right.
Hey, don't worry about that. Just give us the score of the game.
Okay, I'm going to need a newspaper.
Here you go, Dwayne.
Thanks, Shirley. Mm-hmm. Hey, you got a newspaper you can lend me?
Dwayne, when you go to the newsstand, there's a guy lend you a hamburger.
Shirley, this is important. Dwayne needs it to pick tonight's game.
I don't care.
I have $10 bet on the game.
I don't care.
If I win, I'll start tipping again.
Oh, one newspaper coming out. Please excuse me.
Hey, I'm right in the middle of an article.
Oh, this right here. Don't let me stop you. There you go, Dwayne.
All right, Dwayne. Make your prediction.
All right. Tampa Bay versus Oakland, right?
Right.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Looks good, brother.
Looks good.
Okay, here it is. Okay. Tampa Bay 10, Oakland 7.
Are you sure?
Positive, 10-7. Put that down as my picture.
Oh, you got it.
But you just predicted the upset of the year.
I did?
Yeah, Oakland is favored by 3 touchdowns. They're the Super Bowl champs. The paper says that Oakland's gonna kill Tampa Bay.
Hey, who are you gonna listen to, a bunch of football experts or Dwayne? Ask your brother-in-law to put $10 on Tampa Bay for me.
Okay, he has picked 5 winners in a row. Hey, by the way, my sister invited you guys over to have dinner and watch the game over our house tonight.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, are they still vegetarians?
Yeah, they don't eat anything that runs, jumps, swims, or tastes good.
Oh, hi, Freddie.
Hi, sis. Is that dinner?
That's very funny.
Look, if you want a snack, there's some carrot juice in the icebox.
Hey, well, get it out of there before it spoils my Twinkies.
You'd be a lot healthier if you watched what you ate.
Well, I gave up meat.
Gave up meat? Freddie, you're always eating burgers down at the soda shop.
The burgers at the soda shop are not meat.
They're not? Then what are they?
They're a combination of all the leftovers from the day before and anything brown.
Well, I don't care what they are. They're not good for you. Now, seriously, you better start taking care of your body.
Listen, Donna, this is my body, and I know what I need to keep it going.
Radial tires?
When is Ike coming home from work? I have to talk to him.
He should be here any minute now. Oh, hey, I want to show you my new dress. Did I tell you? We're going to Hawaii.
Well, all right.
Aloha. tips. Listen, Ike and I are going alone.
Aloha.
Do you know this will be our first vacation together? Well, you wait till you see that dress.
Hey, I.
What?
What's happening?
Get your feet down off the furniture. That's what's happening.
Is that any way to talk to the man who's gonna make you rich?
Hey, well, your picks have been right on, 5 out of 5, and I won $50. I didn't know you knew football. As a matter of fact, I didn't know you knew anything.
If you keep putting me down, I might forget who I like in tonight's game.
I don't need a fat swami for tonight's game. Everybody in their right mind knows that Oakland's gonna kill Tampa Bay.
Not according to my system. I'm predicting an upset. Tampa Bay 10, Oakland 7.
You out of your fat mind.
Been wrong yet.
Look, don't I have the right to know why I'm betting my money?
Just be glad you're winning.
Tampa Bay, huh?
They're gonna win big.
They might just be worth a bet.
You could put your house on this one.
I don't own a house.
Stick with me and you will.
Oh, you are a house. Now, where's your sister?
She's upstairs.
Look, cover me. I'm gonna use the phone. I don't mean me, fool.
Will you put $10 on the game for Raj?
Yeah, look, just keep your eye on the bedroom door, and if Donna comes out, give me a signal.
Right, I'll stomp on the floor 3 times.
No, I said a signal, not an avalanche. Hey, yeah, man, look here, this is Ike. I want to place a bet. Yeah, Tampa Bay, $500. Yeah, I hope.
$500? What is wrong with you? I said bet big, not crazy. When you gonna get that kind of money?
Hey, man, look, I got it. Look, now, it's upstairs in a drawer in an envelope marked Hawaii.
You're not betting the vacation money. How can you do that?
I can't lose. You got a foolproof system.
What if it's not?
Then I'm through being nice to you, fool. Yeah, man. Yeah, $500, man, Tampa Bay. Huh? That's what I said, sucker. Yeah, check. Ask me all
those
stupid questions.
Oh, hi, honey.
Hey, baby.
La da 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 la da. You like the dress?
Hey, it's beautiful.
Oh, thank you. I got it especially for our trip to Hawaii. Oh, Ike, I can't believe it. After all these months of saving, we are finally going on vacation.
Hey, babe, enough about vacations right now. I am starved. What's for dinner?
Oh, your favorite. Eggplant stuffed with alfalfa sprouts and some soybean soup.
Oh, I just remembered something. I have to go to Roger's house.
For what?
Dinner.
But I thought Roger and Dwayne were coming here for dinner.
Nobody comes here for dinner. They come here to graze.
Hey, just be sure you're back in time for the game.
Don't worry, we'll be here. Bye, sis.
Okay.
Bye, bruh. Yeah. That was delicious. What else you got in the kitchen?
Only thing left is the shelving paper.
I know I eat here a lot, but I promise I'll make it up to you.
What are you gonna do, buy us a supermarket?
Hey, Rerun, did I make that call for me?
What call?
You know, the call to a friend. Rah, rah.
He doesn't know anybody named Rah Rah.
I think he means the $10.
Oh, yeah. I bet the game for you.
Ooh, gambling? Do you know what happens to people who gamble? When they lose and they can't pay, they get their thumbs broken.
Dee, you watch too many movies. That doesn't happen anymore.
Well, when Mama finds out.
Look, it was only a friendly little wager.
$10 is a lot of money.
Not anymore. These are inflationary times. What can you do with $10 these days?
You could shut me up for a year.
Dee, it wasn't really gambling because I can't lose. Dwayne's got a system.
Him?
Yeah, me. I won Rob's football contest 5 times in a row.
What's the system?
He won't tell. It's a secret.
Let me get this straight. You bet $10 on a football game because of Dwayne's dumb system, and you don't even know what it is?
Well, yeah.
And to think, I used to look up to you.
Dee's right. I want to know what the system is.
Yeah, come on, Dwayne. We won't tell anybody.
I'm not telling while Dee's in the room.
Dee, please.
Okay, I'll leave. But when you lose and the gangster corners you in the phone booth, don't call me.
All right, Dwayne, she's gone. Tell us, we got a lot of money on this.
Okay, here it is. I take the number of people who attended each team's last home game.
Yeah.
I divide that by the number of miles between each stadium.
Yeah.
And then I subtract the quarterback's number. That's how I get the score.
That's it?
Yeah.
There's got to be more to it. I mean, well, how do you know who's gonna win?
Helmets.
Helmets?
Helmets. The team with the fanciest helmets is the winner.
Dwayne, please tell me you're kidding.
But I'm not kidding. That's my system. Isn't it brilliant?
Oh, that's no system. You might as well toss a coin.
Uh-uh. I'd never do that unless both the teams had great helmets.
I can't believe I bet $10 on Tampa Bay because of your stupid system.
What are you worried about? Ike bet his vacation money on Tampa Bay. $500.
See, Raj, I'm not the only one to pick then.
Oh, yes, you are. He only bet Tampa Bay because I told him to. I've been giving him all your picks and taking all the credit for the winners.
Well, why you been doing that?
I just wanted to get on his good side, but I really messed things up. If Tampa Bay loses, Donna's gonna kill Ike.
You better hope she does it before he kills you.
La, da, 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 da. Hi, sis.
Oh, hi, fellas. Hi, come on in. All set for the game?
Mm-hmm. Where's Ike?
Oh, he went out to get you guys some refreshment. In the meantime, there's plenty to snack on. We've got some granola and some alfalfa sprouts and soybeans. It's all out in the kitchen.
That's not a kitchen. That's Kansas.
Wait a minute, Rita. Why don't you call the bookie and tell him Ike made a mistake?
Right. I don't know the bookie's name.
Just looking for something suspicious.
I got it. Big Al. Hey, you talk. I'm too nervous.
Hey, I don't know what to say to these people.
You think of something.
Hello? Yeah, may I speak to Big Al?
Hello, Big Al. Yeah, this is, my name is Raj. Earl. Earl Cohen. Perhaps you could help me. What? What I want? I want what?
This is a pizza parlor.
Hey, bro, you started wrong. Hang up, man. Hang up.
Bye, Big.
Hey, dudes.
Hey,
Ike.
Hey, Roger, you and I are going to root real hard for Tampa Bay, my man.
Hey, right.
We don't have anything to sweat, right?
Hey, listen, Ike, I want to talk to you about something.
The game is coming on.
And that's what I want to talk to you about.
Well?
Well, you know the advice I've been giving you on football games?
Yeah, 5 for 5.
Well, I haven't been picking those winners. Dwayne has. He's real good at it. He's got a special system.
Well, I've been thinking the wrong fella. Thanks, little buddy. I owe you a lot.
Yeah.
Ike, you got to cancel that bet.
Say, Raj, you ain't got nothing to worry about. I got your $10 covered.
He's not worried about his 10. He's worried about your 500.
Why is he worried?
Well, you see, Dwayne's system is a little unusual.
Yeah. See, he doesn't pick winners like you or I or anyone who knows anything about football does.
Well, Dwayne, why did you pick Tampa Bay?
I like their helmets.
You like their helmets? I bet all my men on a football team because you like their helmets.
They're really nice. They're bright orange with a pirate on it.
With a pirate on it, huh? Orange? I bet all my vacation money because you like some pirate, huh?
See the way you made him mad.
It's all your fault, hippo.
I just wanted you to like me.
Fat chance.
I couldn't you just call off the bet?
No, the game's already started, man. It's too late. What do we do now, genius?
We just got a root for Tampa Bay. Dwayne has picked 5 winners in a row.
You better pray for 6.
Somebody's running the ball.
And he's at the 15, the 10, the 5. And it's another Oakland touchdown. So just after 2 minutes of play, it's Tampa Bay trailing the Oakland Raiders 13-0. As the gun sounds, ending the first half, the score is Oakland 48 and Tampa Bay nothing.
Look at the bright side. It's only halftime.
Yeah, and Tampa Bay is a very strong second half team.
Can I go home now?
How's the game?
Oh, it's halftime, baby.
Oh, who's winning?
The guys with the ugly helmets.
What?
Oakland, 48-0.
Oh, wow. Hey, listen, since it's halftime, I thought maybe you'd like to look at some of these travel brochures before I go to the hospital.
Hey, babe, I'm not in the mood now.
Oh, come on, Ike, please, look, look. Oh, Ike, can't you picture it? You and me lying on the white sands of Waikiki.
Waikiki? That's a lousy way to spend a vacation.
Ike? Honey, it was your idea for us to go to Hawaii in the first place.
Hey, I don't want to talk about it now. I am into this game.
A game? Honey, it's 48-0. That game is over.
Hey, don't say that. You know, Tampa Bay's a strong second half team. Ain't that right, homeboy?
Right on.
Told you.
Oh, Ike. Ike, you act like you've got a bet on the game.
Me? Are you kidding? Oh, hey, babe, you know I gave up gambling. What makes you say something like that?
Oh, nothing other than the fact that you seem a little tense.
Tense?
And irritable.
Irritable? Hey, baby, we're having a great time. Ain't we having a great time?
Stop, 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 stop. Okay. You and me will talk about Hawaii later.
Yeah, okay, baby.
Bye, sis.
Enjoy the second half.
Yeah, be careful, baby.
Bye,
darling. 48-0. Boy, if I lose this game, looky here, I'll say goodbye to Y and my marriage.
Ike, you still got 3 weeks before your vacation, so you could scrape up enough money if you cut back a little. What's your biggest expense?
So that's it. Final score this afternoon is Oakland 62, Tampa Bay 0. Believe me, no one feels worse than the Tampa Bay players.
Wrong.
$500.
Well, thanks a lot for having us over, Ike.
$500.
We got to do this again sometime.
$500.
I guess we'll be going, Ike.
Yeah, me too.
So long, guys.
Yeah, you too, Astrodome.
What?
Goodbye.
Isn't Ike great? I knew he wouldn't take this loss seriously.
$500.
I'll send for my things.
$500.
Hi, Ike.
What do you want?
I want to come home. It's a jungle out there. I'm hungry. I'm tired. I can't make it.
You've been gone exactly 1 hour.
Can I stay? I'll do anything.
Yeah, stay, but don't talk to me.
I wonder what the heck that is.
Oh, no. Big Al, come on in. Say, I thought I had until the end of the week for the money.
Well, $500 is a pretty big bet for you, bruh, so I just wanted to make sure that you'd be around at the end of the week.
Yeah, well, you checking up on everybody who lost tonight's game?
You the only one who lost, bro.
Right. Speaking of losers, meet my brother-in-law.
How do you do? I bet you guys got business to discuss, huh? Hey, I'll be in the kitchen.
I think he's been in the kitchen too long.
Hey, look here, man, so I can't count on you for this here money, right?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Say, listen now. You still looking for part-time help down at the pizza parlor?
Oh, yeah, hey, it's a good job, too. Pay 50 bucks a week.
I think my brother-in-law is just the man you're looking for.
Ain't nobody looking for him. He's too easy to find.
Right. Hey, man, he's dependable, and he needs the money, believe me.
All right, he got the job. Hey, now, you have him be there tomorrow at 6 o'clock.
Yeah, thanks a lot, man.
And I'll see you at the end of the week, right?
Right.
Did he go?
Yeah, he's gone, but he'll be back at the end of the week for his money.
I'm sorry, Ike. I wish I could help.
You can and you will. I want the first 5 weeks of your salary, $250, and I'm going to put the other $250 up.
What salary? I don't have a job.
You do now. You start working tomorrow at Al's Pizza Parlor.
I'm going to be working?
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Nothing. I just don't know how.
It's about time you learn.
Well, it's about time you stop gambling. Don't hit me.
You got a deal.
Well, at least in a few weeks, I'll have some spending money.
Wrong. In a few weeks, you start paying rent.
And then you start being nice to me?
Forget the rent.
All right. Thanks a lot. Okay. Bye now. That was Ike.
Wow. Donna mustn't be too mad if he can still make it to the phone.
He said everything's been taken care of. He borrowed some money from a friend, and he said I don't have to pay him the $10 until he and Donna get back from Hawaii.
Well, where's Rerun?
That was the strange part. He said Rerun got a job.
A job? Is he that new whale at Marineland?
Dee, aren't you supposed to be fixing dinner?
It'll be ready in a minute. It's ready.
What's happening? How do I look?
You look like the Pillsbury Doughboy.
What are you doing?
This is my new job. I deliver pizza.
Come on, y'all. Let's eat. I am starved.
Yeah, me too.
Rerun, I ordered a large pizza, half with pepperoni.
That's what you got.
What happened to the other half?
That's what I got.